Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I had fun last night, so let's run it back. 888-808-1019. KEITHMCPHERSON on WFAN, The Fan in New York. I got you till Brooklyn Nets basketball. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to start with Pete Alonso and the Mets. We'll get to Aaron Glenn. I don't know who else with the Jets. We'll get to Rob Sala and the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk all about the NFL coaching search, and then we'll get to the local basketball, the Knicks, the Nets. The Nets still in the league. We'll also get to the Rangers and the Devils when we get later into the night. But up, up, and away we go. Do not adjust your radio. For Pete's sake, give Alonso a break. How much more can he take? Give Alonso a break. I had to go back into my notes and try and find some stuff on Pete Alonso. And as I searched my notes for Pete Alonso, I found things like, you know, a post last year from Disha Thosar, who writes for Fox. Several Mets players plan to privately meet with Steve Cohen to appeal for the team to keep Pete Alonso, right? Do you remember in 2023... conversations about Pete Alonso being a cancer in the clubhouse. Pete Alonso has been here through every iteration of Steve Cohen's ownership and beforehand. Pete Alonso has seen all of these different players come in and out of his clubhouse, in and out of the culture that is and was the New York Mets. Pete Alonso has been the face of the franchise, the top-selling jersey, the lone all-star. I've been to a bunch of the last few all-star games, and I've said this on WFAN a bunch of times. Pete is the guy wearing that royal blue hat with the interlocking NY in orange, campaigning for other players to join the Mets in free agency, telling reporters how great it is to be a Met. He has a T-Mobile sponsorship where a couple years back in Seattle, I went to his party where his face is on the marquee with the hometown guy Julio Rodriguez. Come to Pete Alonso and Julio Rodriguez's party, and he's Mr. Met, the polar bear. He's in commercials. He's a guy that you know and love for hitting home runs and, you know, kind of being the goofy guy that you love, humping the guardrail and LFGM. But why is it that he always gets the short end of the stick? Why is it that he's always the guy that it's like, oh, this guy sucks, right? As we're watching him struggle last year in a prove-it year. Oh, they got to drop him in the lineup, get him out of here. And then he had his finest hour when the team needed him most. And it's crazy because in New York, all we do is talk about playoffs, playoffs, performance in the playoffs. We've been talking the last few nights about Sam Darnold. He blew it in the playoffs. We've been talking the last few months. Aaron Judge, he can't do it in the playoffs. A guy does it in the playoffs, and what does that buy him? Let's go back to before this year started, before David Stern's first year. Steve Cohen said, quote unquote, "We want to keep him," talking about Pete Alonso. "He's an important part of our team today and hopefully in the future." He said that on the Meet at the Apple podcast. He said, "We know the fans feel strongly about him, and I'm not tone deaf. I totally understand the fans love Pete. I hope he hits 55 home runs and makes it so difficult on me in free agency, I would call that a great outcome. Now, here we are in free agency, and it isn't so difficult. He did not hit 55 home runs. He didn't hit 50 home runs. He didn't hit 40 home runs. But he hit one of the most important home runs in Mets history. Saved your ass against Devin Williams and the Brewers. And it's funny now because after David Stearns comes in and he has this magical year that, a lot of us are saying it's David Stearns. He's the reason. And, you know, you're reading all this stuff about how Steve Cohen fully supports David Stearns, right? He completely trusts his judgment after year one. I would credit the players first for rallying the way that they did miraculously from June on. Some want to credit Grimace, OMG, Candelita, Jose Iglesias, Seymour Wieners, the rally pimp, the playoff pumpkin, whatever. I would credit Carlos Mendoza, first-year manager, who's on the field with these guys and in the clubhouse. But I'd also give some credit to Pete Alonso, man. And it's just crazy to hear all the trade talk last year. It's crazy to hear how many fans have turned their back on Pete even now. I mean, Evan Roberts wrote my Mets Bible right here in front of me. And he grew his beard out so Pete would get an extension. I'm not going to shave until Pete signs an extension. And I forget how he had to fold on that to eventually shave, which, you know, good for him, he shaved. But, like, I forget exactly what happened. I don't know. Was there a pickleball game or something? I don't know. Either way, you knew Pete Alonso wasn't going to get that extension. And so now here we are in free agency where it is the middle of January. In a month, players will be in spring training. Pete Alonso thought that this was his time. This was his payday. His prove-it time was last year. He signed with Scott Boras before that. Everybody keeps bringing up the $158 million that he left on the table with Billy Epler and Steve Cohen. Okay, that's gone. That's gone. And sometimes, I said this last night, you roll the dice on yourself and you crap out and you're off the table and you're like, man, why did I do that? I should have just stayed with what I had. But what I'm getting at here is, you know, the richest owner in the sport that expressed that he's not tone deaf, that he understands what Pete means to the fans, the owner who calls himself a fan, the president of baseball operations who said he used to sneak into Shea Stadium calls himself a fan. You just gave $805 million to Juan Soto who hasn't stepped in the batter's box for you. You can't give a little bit, bend a little bit for Pete Alonso, 888-808-1019. How many weeks is it going to go? It's not a staring contest. It's not a stare down now. It's take it or leave it. And that's unfortunate. As you hear about the 3 years, $90 million, and then you hear Scott Boras say, oh, we got a deal just for you, New York Mets. And Scott Boras is the one that represents Juan Soto. I'd be looking at Scott Boras like, man, you know what? Get me out of here. Go get me the money you promised me from anywhere. If I'm Pete, the relationship is starting to be soured. The relationship's starting to be damaged beyond repair. If I'm Pete Alonso and I watch how many Mets fans have run out to buy a number 22 jersey, player T, how many Mets fans have been parading around New York City, we got Juan Soto, we're the Kings, throwing it into the face of Yankee fans and everybody in baseball that could hear, I would say, hey, who's batting behind Juan Soto? You don't need me? Isn't this ultimately about roster construction and building the best team? Oh, when you go out and sign the largest contract in sports history, now the expectation is World Series, period. Stop. You got to the NLCS last year. It was a very lopsided NLCS. Obviously, the run differential was historic like we've never seen, but you still got there. Pete Alonso was part of that. Pete Alonso being unlocked against the Phillies, part of that. Pete Alonso doesn't get any credit for that. He watched Brandon Nimmo get paid. He watched Jeff McNeil get paid. He watched guys be here today, gone tomorrow. Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander get paid. And now the richest owner in the sport is giving away family suites. He can't get a family suite. He can't get a clothing allowance for his mom. He can't get four tickets to the Clover Home Plate Club. It's crazy, right? If I'm Pete Alonso watching how many media members showed up for the Juan Soto press conference and how Mets fans were emotional over a press conference, how Mets fans said this is the greatest moment in their history, I'm like, wow, did you just forget what I did? Did you just forget all that I've done? Did you forget that we're retiring David Wright's jersey? We just did Doc and Daryl, Keith Hernandez. I can be of that ilk. I can be the next one for this younger generation of Mets fans. You don't think about the future down the line like that? DeGrom is gone. What about me? I don't deserve that. I didn't earn that. That's crazy. 888-808-1019. I just think that we're at a point now in these next 2 weeks before we get to February where Steve Cohen's going to have to step in, because this is David Stearns. David Stearns, we hear today, is checking in on Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Vladdy? Big Vladdy from Toronto? The Mets are holding the line with Pete Alonso. Steve Cohen fully supports David Stearns' approach. This is David Stearns' approach. And I just think that David Stearns is trying to create the future of the Mets. Welcome in Elian Pena. I think he's trying to create the future of the Mets and do his little bargain bin shopping with the pitching. Welcome in Austin Warren. And build the team in his own image the way that he does things. I don't think he would have signed Juan Soto if it wasn't for the owner that he has. And so now you're looking at him hold the line here, and it's putting fans against fans, and eventually he's going to put teammates against teammates. I'm sure his teammates love him. I'm sure there's guys in that clubhouse that want him back. I'm sure there's guys on that team that understand his impact, and they need him back to protect that $805 million investment. And there's already talks about pivots, right? Tanner Scott or Kirby Yates, or they're going to spend money elsewhere for... If I'm Pete Alonso, this relationship is fractured now. This has gotten to a point where I'm upset now. I feel some type of way now. I'm taking it personal now. You can't give me 4, 5, 6 years because you want to flirt with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., which, you know, not for nothing. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., they're not going to be able to trade for him before this season. So Vladimir Guerrero Jr., is 2026. You need Pete Alonso for 2025 trying to sell tickets with these World Series expectations with the Dodgers and the Padres and the Braves and the Phillies and the Brewers and the Diamondbacks. You need this guy now for this team. This team is incomplete without him. So I just think it's kind of crazy that, you know, here we are talking about the Mets. And a guy that played his whole career with the Mets and has talked about wanting to stay with the Mets and be a Met and came through when the Mets needed him, had his finest hour when the Mets needed him, and now it's just business. And if I'm Pete Alonso watching that press conference with Juan Soto, where the key word, what was the buzzword, everybody? Not money. He didn't choose the Mets because of the money. No, no, no. Don't say anything about the money. Substitute money for family. We a family. I thought we were about to hear Sister Sledge at the end of that. This is how you treat family? Somebody that's been in your family for years? This is how you treat family? Pete Alonso, who was born here? That's crazy. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the fan. We'll talk Pete first. We'll get into all of the coaching stuff. We'll get into the divisional round later. We'll talk Devils, Rangers, Knicks, Nets. I'm on till 10:15, but I got a break. Call me up. We'll be right back. Got a bunch of calls. Good. 888-808-1019. I'll try to take two at least here before we break. 7 p.m. update. Then we'll really get into it. Talking about Pete Alonso. And, you know, I can only speak for myself. If I'm Pete Alonso, I feel some type of way. If I'm Pete Alonso, I'm starting to get frustrated. But, you know, you saw the video of Pete Alonso working out with Sean Manaea. Pete Alonso knows the energy. He knows the type of player Juan Soto is, as I'm talking about him being at the All-Star game. He's been around Juan Soto. He's very familiar with what Juan Soto is going to do to this team and lineup. This might be Pete Alonso's best chance to get to a World Series. Not really, but, you know, it might be the best team that he feels like he's been on. I don't think he wants to go elsewhere, but there's a dangerous game being played here with Scott Boras' clients. If I go back to that article where it basically, you know, this is before the season where Steve Cohen's talking about not being tone deaf, but there's a quote. This article was written let me see in my notes. Max Wiseman wrote this article February 23rd, 2024. And David Stearns, before the season started, spoke on Pete Alonso, and he mentioned Scott Boras. And obviously he's familiar with Scott Boras, and he kind of foreshadowed what was going to happen. He said, look, when you have a really talented player who's really good, who's entering his final year of club control, who happens to be represented by Scott Boras, these things generally end up going into free agency, and we understand that. So he knew all along where this was headed, and he's not going to bid against himself. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. Lawrence, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Keith. As a Mets fan, man, like, I'm not a Mets fan because, like, they win the division every year because they've won 10 World Series or anything like that. Like, I'm a Mets fan because of the players and my attachment to them. And players like Pete Alonso do not come around often enough to where you let them go, especially when you just spent all that money on Juan Soto. If Pete does not come back, I don't care about Juan Soto if Pete's not there, because Pete's our guy. And you can't put a price tag on our guy, because there's not enough of them if you're a Mets fan.
Yeah, it's starting to completely change the look and feel of the Mets. The culture of the Mets is going to be different. We talk so much about the Giants and their culture and players leaving and whatever. It's the same thing. Like, Pete Alonso is one of the main faces, one of the guys, one of the franchise guys. If you don't take care of him and you just did all this for Juan Soto, it's going to have a completely different look and feel.
In the year when you're retiring David Wright's number, how hypocritical it would be to let a guy like Pete walk. Because if Pete gets the opportunity to finish his career as a Met, there is every possibility that he will be on the same level playing field as David Wright, and he will deserve his number retired too. And Keith, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thanks for the call, Lawrence. I'm like, isn't that part of what this owner has been doing? Honoring Mets legends, retiring numbers. Get the deal done. And I ultimately think they will, because there's nowhere else for Pete to go. But it's also a dangerous game that's being played here, because as the deal gets shorter and shorter, short-term deals, I've said this before, once teams start to report for camp and look at their lineup and look at who they have and look at the money they have, if Pete can be had for a year, 2 years with opt-outs, like, somebody's going to say, yeah, we'll run it. We'll run it. Why not? Rich is in South Jersey on the Fan. Hello, Rich.
Keith, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I usually disagree. I agree with you most of the time. This time, I wholeheartedly disagree with you.
Okay.
Let me go through the things that you said and how two-faced Pete Alonso is. The All-Star game this year, okay? He threatened not to go to the home run hitting contest, which he can't win anymore anyway. Unless he was on the All-Star team. He didn't deserve to be an All-Star this year. Nimmo and Lindor deserved to be All-Stars. He took that away from him. So let's stop talking about
He didn't physically take it away from them. Like, somebody put him there. Somebody made the decision. I remember how it went down. I hear you. He kind of blocked them because they weren't going to put multiple Mets. Sure.
Now I'm going to give you four contracts, okay? Keep in mind, they offered him 158 for how many years? 6 or 7?
Sure.
Okay. And now they're offering him 90 for 3. Here's the contracts, okay? Number one, $168,000 for 8 years. That's Matt Olson. Freddie Freeman, $162,000 for 6 years. About the same as Alonso. Who's the better ball player? Go on from there. Christian Walker, who many teams wanted him before Alonso, 3 years, $60 million. Take the fourth one. Paul Goldschmidt, who's a little bit older, but who knows? He had the same off year. He's had off year on year, just like Pete. 1 year, $12.5 million. They offered him far and away a great deal. Boras says they're coming to the Mets with a special short-term deal, three-year deal. You know why he's going to the Mets? Nobody else wants anything to do with a deal like that. Everybody knows they gave him a great deal. He hit one home run that was meaningful all year. If he doesn't hit that home run, 98% of the Met fans say goodbye, Pete, because of the ways he did not deliver this year.
Thanks for the call, Rich. Yeah, I understand the numbers of the other first basemen that are better players than him and also sign their contracts years earlier than him. Juan Soto isn't better than Aaron Judge, but 2 years later, he signs for twice as much money as Aaron Judge. It's just the way that it works with these players and the market. You just talked about Pete Alonso putting himself in the All-Star game. I think the guy thinks very highly of himself. I think he knows what he's worth, and he wants what he's worth. And it's up to Scott Boras to get that for him, and maybe he gets it elsewhere, maybe he doesn't. But what I'm saying is he has the most value to the Mets. They need to extend for their guy. It's not even about the AAV. It's about the years. And clearly they don't want to do the years because they have eyes on Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and they don't really love Pete, and it's unfortunate that it got to this place. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down and go to the update, but I got a full rack of calls. We'll get to you. Stay on hold. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.